It's time for Let's Make a Date, Moon Style. Let's see who will win a date with me. Contestants are Moon Man, Sun Man, and Charles Moonington. So, contestant number one. I like a man who shows his true emotions in his own way. If you were to tell me you love me, explain how you would say it.
Well, first off, I would put on my white robes. I would take flowers from the grave of a Negro and bring them to you, and I would say, "Hey bitch. This moon is absolutely crazy about you. Your bits are nice and juicy, like ripe watermelon." Wait, fuck that. Saying watermelon is an insult. I'd say they're like ripe honeydew melons, yeah, we'll go with that. I would bring you in for a hug and press my moon dick into your body. Then I'd take you out to go slave shopping. I only do that with loved ones.
Alright, I ask the same question to you, contestant number two.
Well, baby, I'm a simple son, simple man, like that Klaus Nomi song, Simple Man, you know.
Anyone who knows Klaus Nomi would know that he was anything but simple.
Shut your mouth, Moon Man. Like I said, I'm simple. I just out and say that I love you, baby, and I put my arm around you tenderly. I'd never mean no harm. And AACP and AACP.
Nice. Contestant number three?
Well, I'd take a little glance at your bum and say, darling, you are looking fine. I fancy you very much, like a nice cup of tea. You're not as lovely as the Queen of England, but you're good enough for me.
I'm beginning to regret this. Next question, if you would take me on a date, where would it be and what would we do?
We'd go to my bedroom and fuck, fuck, fuck.
Nice. Contestant 2?
Well, Audrina, I'd take you to KFC, and I'd fix you an icy cold, fruity, sweet, refreshing grape drink.
Stop the drink. Grape drink. Sucks like stank.
Shut it. I'd make the grape drink myself. I make a mean grape drink.
He jizzes into a cup and puts grape syrup in it.
Shut your butthole. I make it from only the best. Nothing is from my body in it except the love.
Contestant 3?
Well, I'd bring you to my house, and we'd watch some telly, then I'd serve us some crumpets, jam and tea ferrati. We talk and talk about happy things.
Now, I like a man who buys the occasional gift.
You mean you like a man who showers you with gifts all the time?
No, I like the occasional gift.
You're a gold digger, bitch.
So, if you were to buy me a little gift, what would you get me, Moon Man? I wouldn't get you jack shit except this box. And guess what? It's my moon dick in a box. I figured. Number 2.
Oh, you said number 2. As in poop. Which makes sense, because Sun Man is a Negro, which makes him brown. Like shit.
Shut the fuck up and let me answer. I would buy you a necklace made from crystallized grape drink.
He'd paint some of his crystal meth purple.
Shut the fuck up.
Number 3?
I'd buy you a nosegay of flowers.
Ha 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 ha, nosegays.
What is your motto in life?
KKK forever, burn the non-honkies.
Chill and sip the drink, nigga.
Crumpet, crumpet, crumpet all day long, carry on.
Okay, last question. What do you look for in a woman?
Vaginas.
Big boobies.
A lot of wrinkles, a crown and a dress.
Okay, I have counted up all my thoughts, and I see that there is only one person even remotely fit to date. And that is, Sun Man.
Hell yeah, I'm going hard as a motherfucker. In your face, losers. And AACP and AACP and AACP and AACP and AACP.